Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we sit once again. Our Bibles are in hand, our minds and our hearts are open, our ears and our eyes are ready to receive from our Lord Jesus Christ and from God our Father through your Holy Spirit, according to your ways of truth. And so today we open up to you, Lord, to teach us, and so that we will live in this world in a way that is so pleasing to you. Lord, I ask that you would guide us into the truth by the Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing unto you. And Lord, we'll give you thanks for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is 3 years delay, then Peter. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 18. The Judaizers have infiltrated the churches in Galatia and promoted the idea that having Jesus is good, but they must also keep the law of God. Paul the Apostle is addressing this problem by first declaring his authority and then giving them a rehearsal of his background for his authority. We have already read that Paul did not confer with flesh and blood when he first accepted Jesus, nor did he go to the apostles right away. No, Paul went into Arabia, where he learned the gospel directly from Jesus himself. In chapter 1 and verse 18 of the book of Galatians, we discover more about Paul's first years in Christianity. He wrote, "Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days. Notice first, then after 3 years. 3 years? Yes. 3 years before Paul made another move. Imagine the first time Paul sat and listened to Jesus explain the true gospel to him. Perhaps it was under the desert stars or in a revelation or vision. We really are not told, but it must have been a fantastic time together. Then, after Paul received his first lesson, there were only more. Jesus was with his disciples for 3 years before he was crucified, and now he was taking his time teaching Paul. No one knew or knows the gospel better than Jesus. And as Paul received from Jesus, the professor, there was no better teacher in the world. After the 3 years of teaching, Paul wrote, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. Can we imagine this first meeting? Here is a man who has the reputation of being a slaughterer of Christians meeting the man who was a leader among the disciples. Peter was trained by Jesus and baptized by his Holy Spirit to the point that thousands were turning their lives over to Jesus. Paul was trained by Jesus in the desert. And though he once was a lost soul with lots of biblical knowledge externally, Paul now was a converted follower of Jesus Christ. We have some indication that Barnabas in the Bible brought Paul to the leaders in Jerusalem because they did not trust Paul, and it could be that this was the time for it. However, regardless of the details, it would have been fun to be a fly on the wall and watch their first encounter. Finally, Paul lets us know the amount of time he spent with Peter and abode with him 15 days. 15 days? That's quite a while for company, isn't it? Nevertheless, Peter and Paul were together for 15 days, conversing, working together, having discussions, eating together, and perhaps sharing stories about Jesus and his time with them individually. After that much time, they must have developed some sort of bond of closeness together. It was at least enough time that in a later chapter of this book, we will read of Paul's withstanding Peter to the face for certain behaviors with the Gentiles. So what about us? Do we spend time with Jesus? Do we let him teach us of his gospel according to his ways and without regard to other people? Do we know his word, his fellowship, and his suffering and sacrifice for us well enough that when others ask us about them, we easily answer? How long has it been since we have simply shut down everything and everyone else and just listened to Jesus? Maybe we, as we ponder these words of Paul today, we shall come to know that sitting under the tutelage of Jesus will give us the greatest instruction of his gospel and give us the most favorable position to share it with others. Next time, Paul will tell us who else he went to see in Jerusalem. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.